Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with the absolute one and only Lee Kernaghan. How are you, mate?
I'm fantastic, Ben. How are you, mate?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, the Beautiful Noise Tour has so many dates on it, it's not funny. You just seem to be going to almost every corner of Australia with that tour, promoting what is an incredibly successful album.
Yeah, it's been great, mate. I've just had a ball being on tour this year with the Wolf Brothers, and it's the excitement factor is a mile high, and the boys just absolutely love being out there on the road. I don't think they have any regrets about giving up their day jobs, but it really shows, you know, on stage now, that just that level of excitement and enthusiasm.
I think that's one of the great things about that tour and the album is you've really matched energies so beautifully, not only with the Wolf Brothers, but with the content of the album, and then also with audiences. That's a really complex thing to do, and you've done that very, very well.
Yeah, the songs have really, really been well accepted out there. I play, you know, half the new album on tour. Yeah, we've actually extended this Beautiful Noise tour into next year now, and we've just announced dates in South Australia and WA, some in Victoria and New South Wales.
And you know what? I would be getting on the phone and booking tickets for that ASAP, because at the rate your tours sell out, they need to be really quick about it, because it really is a fantastic show and something that people should definitely get along to. Now,
yeah, mate, I got hammered on Facebook for not coming to South Australia or WA. it's a relief. I'm excited and relieved at the same time to be announcing the new dates.
That's great. But, you know, it's wonderful that you've built that sort of connection with Australian fans through your music. And it's that connection that, you know, led you to do a lot of the charity work that you've done. And the latest project is Spirit of the Bush. And the proceeds for that are going towards the New South Wales Bushfire Appeal. Can you tell me how that concept and idea came about?
Mate, I was just communicating with people down there in the Blue Mountains and parts of New South Wales on Facebook, and seeing, and you know, learning more of the devastation of the fires. And somebody said on Facebook, "Lee, why don't you re-release Spirit of the Bush and donate all the proceeds to the New South Wales Bushfire Appeal?" And so I thought that's fantastic. And I think within a few days we were able to get the artwork together and organise it with iTunes. So yeah, if anybody would like to sort of show their support for those affected by the bushfires, go to iTunes, look for the New South Wales Bushfire Appeal, Spirit of the Bush, and all proceeds go to the Salvos.
Absolutely a worthwhile cause. We'll also be posting those links on our Facebook page and our website, so it's really easy to get hold of. Now, it's not just the Spirit of the Bush, it is a absolutely amazing track. It is almost more than just a song, because there are so many great artists that did sing on that track, including yourself. So that must have been a great memory and a great experience to have.
Yeah, I remember when we were putting it together, and you know, I remember calling up Adam Brand and saying, "Mate, would you consider, you know, being on this song?" And he said, yeah, he was right into it, you know, didn't muck around. Same with Steve Ford, and the McClymonts, of course, were there, and Elise Simmons, and the list goes on and on.
Absolutely.
I think my sister Tanya's on it as well.
Yeah, how did you rope her into it? Is it just, you know, you got to come and do this, or I'm going to tell them all about that stuff that happened when we were kids?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've got so much over her, but then again, she's got a fair bit on me too.
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
It's a great song, and the writing of the song "Spirit of the Bush." I mean, originally that was written for drought-stricken communities, but it really does serve as a universal message.
Yeah, that's right, and that spirit was really came to light during the bushfire crisis. Just the outpouring of generosity from people donating items of clothing and going down to the grocery store, filling up the boot with groceries, then taking them to those distribution centres that was set up in Western Sydney. You know, it just makes you really proud that you live in this great country, and it's people. I've always said it's the Australian people that make our country great.
I totally agree. And for me, that is the most rewarding thing about working in Australian country music, is the people that you meet from those regional towns that just re-inspire your sense of hope and wonderment and love for humanity, because they really are salt of the earth, amazing people.
Yeah, then there's a lots of stories to tell and lots of songs to sing, mate. So that's where the inspiration comes from, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Well, it is a wonderful track. You can download it on iTunes, and we'll be posting that on the Real Country page on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. Don't forget, for everything else, Lee Kernaghan and those tour dates, make sure you check out Lee's website, leekernaghan.com. Well, thank you so much, Lee, and we really appreciate all the amazing charity work you do. You really do make a big difference to this great
land. Good on you, mate. Yeah, no, thanks to everyone for their support, and you too, mate, for promoting it. Really good on you.
He's staring down the barrel of another desperate day, pulls on his boots. He can't walk away. He's running on empty. He's knocked about and bent, but he'll still be standing when the river runs again. Is the spirit in the rock, or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby, or a dusty patch of ground? Is it waltzing Matilda, or a hand upon your shoulder? Is this the spirit of the bush? She stares at empty cupboards, just like the day before. It's been so long, and she can't take it anymore. When she digs a little deeper, and somehow finds the strength, she keeps believing there'll be better days ahead. Is the spirit in the rock, or past the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby, or a dusty patch of ground? Is it waltzing Matilda, or a hand upon your shoulder? Is this the spirit of the bush? There when young Ned Kelly stood up for those oppressed,
or when the brave young Anzacs put their courage to the test,
or is it out there with the battler when he gives it one last try? It's through the darkest moments you see the spirit shine.
Is the spirit in the rock, or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby, or a dusty patch of ground? Is it waltzing Matilda, or a hand upon your shoulder? Is this the spirit of the bush?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is the spirit in the rock, or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby, or a dusty patch of ground?
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.